Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be your Psychic Love Doctor for the next, about an hour or so. And I am joined by my intuitive co-host, who is Jimbo. He is right here with me.
I am here.
Riding shotgun, and he will be helping along. So I want to remind everybody that we are using just ordinary playing cards for these readings. There are many methods out there involving using ordinary playing cards. This is the only one I use, the one that my grandmother taught me many, many, many years ago. And I was very fortunate because 2 years after that, my grandma did pass away. But I know she just loves looking at all of us as we are doing our shows. So, anyway, I want to remind you also that I will be using a full 24-card layout for your calls. It's my preference. Thank you. It's my own personal preference. Others have their way. One card, two, three, five cards. And I just prefer to do it this way. So you'll need to give me a moment or two as I prepare the layout, which really does give me a good look at the landscape that is your life at this present time. So there you have it. And with that said, I'm now going to turn you over to Jimbo, who is going to give you some ins and outs on how to have a good phone call with us and a good time.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'd like to let you folks know if you are international, whether you're on the radio or Facebook, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs as we see it, like we are to Marie, who is in the UK.
Yes, welcome, Marie.
And that's it so far, but there shall be others. We know that. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. Call in to get in the queue. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying that you can listen to the show while you wait. It is a very, very true statement. You'll hear the show or you'll hear music if you called in before the show starts. If you hear nothing, hang up, call back. It means something wrong, but it can be fixed. Facebookers, I know there's folks out there that can't call in, international folks. We'll see what we can do to work the end. We just can't promise you time. None of that stuff can be promised. You just got to hang loose, unfortunately. Sorry. That's just the way it is, okay? And but when we do, if we do, turn to you, Facebookers, be prepared to do a messenger audio or video. Excuse me, call to Deborah Lee. So don't call in now. There's no cue. If there was, it'd be cool, but there isn't. Regardless of all that, when you hear that sound, that'll be the end of your reading. So when you hear that, that's a good sign that your reading's over. So please let that be what it is. Don't think that's like, oh, it's the two-minute warning. I got to hurry up and fire four questions off. No. Ask your questions up front. Get a couple in. It helps. It doesn't have to be if they're related. If they're related, not related, ask them both up front. That way when she's laying the cards out, she thinks about your question. So it's going to be better that way. We always do the harps and angels and stuff. We're not doing angel cards again tonight. We're going to do basically the intuitive card reading method, but we'll be using the computer to randomly pick your card before we go to another person. So that is the name of that tune. Deb, do you have anything else to add before we jump in. Do you want to talk about anything? And do you want to, I don't know, swear in another language? Do you want to do some things?
I read a lot of news today. A lot of news. And I got to tell you, I think they're putting anything and everything into news stories. Some of them have such misleading, titles. And then you read the story and you realize you've been duped because nothing was in it. It's link bait. They put nothing in that article, Lex, at all to the title that it was given.
Yeah, they want hips for marketing.
Yeah, and I mean, the news
hips.
Is really starting
get
to
hips.
Get
people
grody.
People got ads on their site and they want the hips for that. Marketing.
Story out of Australia today. Of a couple.
Well, Rachel's here.
Yeah.
International shout out to Rachel from Australia, and what good timing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure where in Australia this originates. Story of a couple and a couple of humans, a couple of their dogs. And let's just say these people are looking at prison time. And I thought, what in the world? So I guess we aren't the only miscreants out there in the world. You know, because a lot of times these stories originate with our country. I was shocked. I have to admit, very little does shock me.
No, life's full of shocking shit. All right.
And maybe it just goes to show, the less news, the better.
Yeah, I don't even know.
More is not better. Less is better. So.
I only go to reputable sites, and I only scan the headlines and click very few of the stories, because most of them are just... they're trying to shock you or get political or something. It's like, I don't care. I don't care if some guy murdered his family. That happens all the time, all over the place. I'm tired of it. They're going with the dirty laundry to drive up their freaking hips. Ooh, put all these horrible things out there. Mass shooting this, killing that.
And
you know what? It's happened all the time. People have been killing each other since a caveman could pick up a freaking stick and belt Org over his buddy Org over
Org,
Org over some chick. Cave check, he belted him head, split his skull open.
Yeah, I mean, there's just like so, the minutia is unbelievable. So, yeah, I think we could all take a lesson from that. We don't even watch national news here, generally.
No.
Unless there's going to be a hurricane or something
like that.
Well,
then you go to the specialized weather channel and then watch your local weather to figure out the local effects. You don't still can skip the news bullshit.
Yep. Yeah, and this political crap.
Yeah.
We've already checked out on
that. Yeah, it only gets worse from here on out. No, it's pretty. You start getting ill and you want to vomit all the time, every time, because it's all they're going to eat up all the commercial time now.
And Rachel is saying some dogs got married the other day on TV.
Really?
Now, that had to be a slow news week.
You know what? That boy dog's going to, you know what he's going to say pretty soon? He's gonna, God, I wish I'd never married that bitch. I should do it.
Yeah.
Yep, he's going to, yep. So that was a delayed rim job. Rim job.
Rim job. He called it a rim job instead of a
rim
shot.
Yep.
Oh, get ready. Here comes Jimbo.
Which is weird. Why, you know, rim shot, that's like a basketball term, right?
A rim shot, I guess.
Yeah, which is weird. I don't know why that. I guess whoever invented that, that's just what he decided to call it.
I don't think we even need to go. To the other.
Origins. All right. Let's do this before our queue explodes.
Yeah, we shall.
216, I believe you are in Ohio. 216, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Call
welcome.
Number one.
Hello again. It's Sharon. How are you two? Happy Labor Day.
Yes, same to you, Sharon. We're doing good. We've had a very hot day as far as
temperature.
Well,
we got spoiled.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It was like 90. But we got spoiled from the low 80s we had for a while.
Yeah.
Those days are gone.
Yeah, it's hot, but not that hot.
Oh, okay. Well, we're happy for you. Yeah, but you aren't on the porch of hell.
Porch of hell.
So, tell us what brings you to the show, Sharon.
Well, I'd like you to look at the cards and say this week is the first official week that I'm going to be working my new position. What's coming up this week at my job? I want to make sure that my department, I get along, everybody's kind. So far, there's been no problems. They all seem really nice.
Okay, let's go for that.
I figured I'd do da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Whose duo is that from?
Who?
Oh,
isn't that the...
No, that's from a lot of stuff.
Isn't that from The Elephant Walk by...
No, that's...
Well, that is different.
Yeah.
By what was his name? Oh, he was well known.
Yeah.
Maestro? I don't know what
you call it. I don't think it was Maestro. Escaping me, too.
The... Oh, jeez. Almost had it.
It'll be looked up. It'll be looked up.
Yeah. So here we go. Laying them down. Laying them down.
Ooh. Afraid Jimmy Buffett.
It just takes a moment.
Yeah, no, I remember the,
They moved me to a job that I don't want to go into it and do it, but I could post for something else. This is my other job. I love going into work. It was a career. This is like a job, but I do know I have one. They get rid of me, so I have to appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I think going in, you're going to feel at a loss. That it's not, you know, your cup of tea, so to speak. You're not going to enjoy it, and you're going to miss doing something that was more meaningful to you. But your cards are showing that if you give it a little bit of time, you're going to actually acclimate to this job, and it may turn very likely into becoming a good departure for you, as surprising as this may seem right now. But you watch and see. I feel, yes, that you will ultimately end up in a better job. But there's an aspect here in your cards saying that this is a good, what would you call this? It's like the showing your versatility.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. That you can handle things that are maybe outside your norm. That's a good thing, that you can embrace it and be successful with it.
Yeah, and I think you're going to be very successful at it. You may find it less stressful. There may be things about it that are actually enjoyable.
Yeah, sometimes those boring job things do come with a lot less stress.
They do.
So you got to. So it's the risk reward, you know, that type of thing. You know,
if a new position comes up, I am going to post for it if it's something I want. Though, I have my eyes. I have other people looking for me too. They're going to tell. I know. I just wondered. You don't see any problems or anything? My manager seems really nice.
I think it's going to be extremely pleasant for you. A nice change of pace. Yeah. I don't see any kind of conflict or anything, coming your way.
I know. You know what she said to me? Oh, my God. She's like, have faith, Sharon. You like it. I got what I wanted. That's what she said to me. I got everything I wanted.
And this is the one that you were always kind of,
That wasn't always. And I said to her, congratulations. I'm really happy for you. That's what I said to her.
And, you know, that's the best thing. Kill them with kindness. How can they, keep stabbing you in the back if you're nothing but a kind person?
It can be that way. It shouldn't, but the backstabbers are going to take advantage of those jackwads.
But it'll catch up with her too. You know, you can't run around and be snotty like that to people without paying the price for it. So,
story of my life. But I'm just glad. I know the people I've worked with so far are very, very nice. You know, and the team lead, she's really classy. She's just really nice. But the bottom line is it's going to be good for me. It's going to be, after I get acclimated, it'll be something to teach me how to be diversified. Yeah. You're absolutely right. That's the perfect word. I know.
And I think that is good for your, it's like in the military, you want to put collateral duties onto your record, which can be really mundane, kind of ridiculous things. But it shows versatility, which is good for being groomed for a management position. Yeah.
You've always tried to see another position for me, but let's just take it day by day.
That's right, because you never know what's going to happen that could put you next.
I know,
that's true. Jim, what do we got?
I'll tell you what we got. Tell me what you got. All right, for your single card, we have the Six of Hearts. Six of Hearts.
What you
seek faces bright and beautiful road. Have faith in the path you are following as you take it. Potential is perceived to be very strong for events to occur as you hoped and dreamed they would. Do, however, refrain from rushing in too fast.
Okay.
The best the future has to offer takes time in order to grow, so be patient and have faith. You'll achieve what you desire in the end, and Deb can speak much better.
That card, Six of Hearts, is one of the most powerful cards of the whole deck. Grandma called it traditionally a yellow brick road, and it also can mean an honorable courtship. So it has very good connotations. What I'm seeing in conjunction with your reading and that card is that between, I'm going to say now, and the holiday season, you are going to meet a very interesting, intriguing, handsome man. Oh, yeah.
I know you see that a couple times in my readings. You've said that a couple times. You have.
And there will come a time when you're going to agree.
If it's reoccurring, means it's more likely to happen.
I know timing is hard. I'll let it happen, but that's nice news too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you can sit down and make some spells and have a potion to make it happen. You just got, like you said, you got to let it happen.
Well, patience is a virtue, right?
And that's what that Six of Hearts was talking about, patience, too.
Yeah, we hate hearing that.
We do. Nobody likes patience.
No, but I do want to tell you, this man right now...
Unless you're on death row, you probably have a lot of patience then.
He's wishing you were out there. He doesn't know where you are yet, but he's going to. And I'll tell you what, I think that you're going to know that you know that you know. When the two of you, when your paths intersect, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I bet this is the one. And I bet you will be right. Right now he thinks, where are you, lady? Lady, where are you? So he's looking. Stop thinking you're going to show up. But I feel there may be some kind of work-related event down the road. Or it's going to be some sort of, I don't know, it's hard when it comes to, say, holiday events, or it's going to be a special occasion for somebody. It's hard sometimes to put your finger right on what it's going to be, but the atmosphere is very festive. There's like balloons all over the place, and I think this is where he's going to step out of the shadows, you know? And it may be one of those meet cute moments where, let's say, you're both at the punch bowl and he drops his cup into the punch bowl, or, you know, he offers to fill yours, he gets your hand all wet. It'll be something where he's going to feel like, oh, did I just blow it? And yet it'll be cute as hell.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like your lifetime movie.
Life is a movie. We just aren't quite aware of that.
I know.
Typically, a real life movie is boring. Not
yeah,
with reality. There's no reality.
Well, hush now.
No, I'm not saying that life sucks. No, I didn't say like everybody get razor blades. I'm saying if you think about your 24 hours a day, there's most of that day, an outsider wouldn't want to sit there and watch it. They'd be bored shitless. Because it is boring to a lot of people. You know, the big high moments that are intense stuff, they're like not that large amounts of time in their lives.
And you know what?
Which is nothing bad.
This brings up a really good point, Sharon, before I let you go. And this goes up to everybody listening or watching. Something huge happened for me today. And unfortunately, it's something I can't really go too many details except let me tell you, it's been in my cards for quite some time. And I've even told Jim, I've said, Jim, I know this seems impossible about this particular person, but I said, things are going to come full circle, and she and I are going to be back in a, you know, don't get ideas. I'm not saying a romantic relationship. It isn't like that. It's more like a, what would you say?
I don't know what to say because I don't know what you're saying.
A rebuilding of a family relationship.
Nothing.
But it seemed like this was never going to come to pass. And 2 days ago, I did something I did not think I was going to do before this happened today. But like I say, it's been coming and coming. I think what was the springboard was that 2 days ago, I woke up and I said to myself, wow, I've just had a revelation here. I don't need these two particular people in my life. I thought I did. I chased after them for a very long time. And I thought to myself, I can be happy without them. So I did send off a bit of an email and just said, hey, I'm not going to bother the two of you anymore. I realized I'm just going to let you go. And we will just go forward with our lives, you know, ta-da-da-da-da, all of that. And I think that when we reach a point of letting go, amazing things are going to happen. Yes. Yeah, see, I kept pushing and pushing and pushing at her and to her partner, pushing. Always pushing, feeling the person that was wronged, blah, blah, blah. It just, it festered in me. And finally, I just realized, oh, I don't need them. And now it looks like everybody's going to walk that slow brick road as far as family members go. So
alrighty. We must.
Wanted to let you know that.
Got to keep on it.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Listen, both of you have a wonderful evening, okay?
Yes, and you too,
all right?
And
we will be here for News for the Soul tomorrow.
Yes,
so different,
6 p.m. if you need to go to
one. Different time, different phone number, but we shall be here.
Yeah.
All right, well, take care. Thank
you
for holding and being colored. Number one, Karen from Ohio. All the way to go to Ohio.
What is that from?
So, that's a Pretender song.
Pretenders, it is.
You know, Chrissy Hines, the one that's playing
Got
Brass
and Pocket. I love them.
Yeah, it's a good tune. It was a good tune. I liked it. A lot of people thought it was cut. It was just a catchy little do, kind of a tune like that.
You know, in the future, you need to push this ring light and the camera back. Because I'm telling you, I do not have bosoms as they're looking so freaking big. I mean, look at them, but don't look at them.
Sounds like a typical woman.
Yeah, but if you
look at him, but don't look at him. Like women come out their short sleeve and they say, all they do is look at my boobs. Gee, I wonder why. Because you wore that type of outfit and you're mad that somebody's staring at them.
Well, you know.
Yeah, see, Rachel knows that.
Yeah, but even look back into
I'm talking about the song. She got the Pretender. Yeah, she rolled out some lyrics. Yep.
Is that the one also with I Got Brass Knuckles in My Pocket?
Yeah, I Got Brass in Pocket.
Oh,
the song is called Brass in Pocket, but that's what she just rang one of the lyrics. I'm special, so special. She ran one of the things off that. We got Brass in Pocket. Brass in Pocket is the
It's
song.
Very good. I love it.
Good tune. Very good. Yeah, she's a good singer.
Yeah. So, camera's going back next time because I feel like...
Does it freaking matter?
Boobs.
But does it matter?
Because I'm not a booby person.
You never answer the question, does it matter?
Nope.
And guess who it doesn't matter to at all? Folks that are on the phone on the radio only can't see a damn thing. They couldn't care less about your camera. You couldn't care less about your camera. So, shall we? Shall we move along? Shall we keep on?
We shall move along.
We shall go through area code 516, which is up in the state of New York, up to us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Rosie.
Hi. Good to hear from you.
Good.
Spend some time.
Yeah.
Yes. So tell me what did you do to us this evening.
So, Deborah, I feel like I'm ready to, meet someone really special. I don't know. I don't really think, online is the way for me because I've been online dating before and it's just unsuccessful.
Yeah.
So, I'm 47, so I'm a little bit older. So it's kind of hard to meet people, you know, as opposed to being in my 20s. So I'm just calling to see if and when I'll meet someone really special because I feel like I'm ready. You know, my heart's really open. You know, I'm ready. you know.
Right up the doctor's alley. Good question.
Oh, yeah. The cards love matters of the heart.
Yes,
they
yes,
love
indeed.
It.
Those questions were very plentiful, hence how she was branded Psychic Love Doctor by AOL. You accepted it. You took it in. You didn't have to accept it, but you liked it. You got used to it. Working
I
on AOL.
Seized it when they offered you.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, no, I'm not saying the opportunity, but you kept that branding.
Well, because
you could have changed if you wanted, but you liked it. It was cool, right?
People didn't want me to. My son is one of them is a fabulous web designer. Runs his own multi-million-dollar business now. So I'm proud of him. But at the time, he was 14, working out of his bedroom. And he wanted to redesign me. I worked with AOL from 96 to 2006. And then I took time off to write my book, work on my book, which got published in 08. But, I better not lose track here. When I told my clients, you're going to be looking for me under a new name, they were like, no! Don't change that. That's how we know you. So it stuck. Yeah, it stuck. And if you look at those words, if you were to look them up, the word psychic, if you look at the definition, means to know. And the word love, wow, we're talking about the most abundant and most powerful and positive energy in the universe is love. And then you look at doctor. I was shocked to find out that the word doctor means to teach and to learn. I was shocked by that. Didn't really think that's what it would be.
Well, if you bust out those dictionaries, a lot of words have a lot of different meanings. Sometimes they're very similar. Sometimes they're quite different, some of those meanings. It's interesting. All right, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Cards are out. And wow, I want to tell you, not only are you ready, but he's ready too, okay?
Who is he, though?
The man. Yep. He's not Mr. Right now.
Okay, so that's
he's
what
Mr.
I wanted.
Right.
That's where I wanted to make sure I didn't lose track here. So
and
it's
this
not
is
somebody that she has
met before, no.
Okay, that's where I wanted
to
go.
No, this is somebody new that's transitioning their life, which could mean from living with somebody, the transition here is substantial, so it could be relocating. Just think in terms of change, which is right here. And this is going to put him right in your lane when you meet him. He's characterized as the Jack of Clubs. Jack of Clubs is the clubs that suit people that are symbolized by clubs they are the creators, the writers, artists, musicians. They want to heal humanity. Okay, they're very altruistic. And they want to put that hand out and say, here, take my hand, I'm going to help you. But they don't know how to make money at it. I mean, these are the kind of people that think of the Aquarius, the sign of the zodiac. Okay, that is very indicative of those that are signified as clubs. Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think, though, you are coming through as more of a diamond. And this could be an awesome match for the two of you because his weaknesses are going to be your strengths, too. And the two of you are going to harmoniously blend. So think of the characteristics that belong to, say, the Leo in the Zodiac. You have a lot of charisma I'm not even sure you're aware of.
Charisma.
But I bet people would say to you, gee, I feel so drawn to you. I'm not really sure why, but it's your, you have that charisma. And you're not going to meet anybody in a bar or a club, going out to the club. When we were younger, we had a good time if that was, parties and all of that. But
they're not as
what?
popular anymore socially like they used to be, except in like the bigger cities now, a lot of the clubs.
Well, the internet.
Never even every little small city had clubs where people don't look like, because there was nothing else. There was no internet or anything for anybody else to interact with anybody. You had to get out there and mingle. No, you can mingle at your keyboard nowadays.
Well, and you don't have to meet somebody on the internet either.
You
can rely on happenstance.
I'm just saying, that's why you don't see the club scene as being a big deal as it used to be.
It was a big deal.
Unless you're in like a big L.A. or New York, some of the bigger cities, it's sort of a club. But everybody had lots of clubs, even tiny towns. Go ahead.
Yeah, and like Cheers, you know, the neighborhood bar.
But those are still a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are the neighborhood bars are still a thing.
But for you, hon, I really feel it's going to come by chance. But you know what? I don't think anything is really random. So we'll say it's chance, but how about if we say it's more like destiny?
You can put those two words out there and argue until you become old and gray and never actually agree. Cause
and what is going to really
you can say one is right, one
blow
is not.
Your mind is this is going to happen as a moment of serendipity in your life when, get this, you aren't looking your best. You're not dressed the way you would be if you were going to meet somebody. I'm saying, like, no nice hair, no makeup, not wearing a really cute outfit. You're going to meet him as just who you really are. And that's the beauty of it.
Typically,
yeah.
To a guy anyway, as much as you women are out there, like, competing with each other, trying to look nice.
We dress for women, other women, and we undress for men.
I'm just saying, you know, if you're a good looking person, you can wear sweats, and a guy's gonna say that's a good looking chick.
Yeah.
You don't have to. And then it goes the other way around. I wouldn't say not good looking. Somebody that's like really not good looking, they try to dress themselves up. It's like, somebody did a spit shine on that turd, but it's still a turd, you know.
My God.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, unless you're at it, back in the days in the clubs, when it got near the hour of the ugly lights coming on and everybody had all their beer goggles on, then people looked a lot different with beer goggles on.
You sound like you're speaking from experience.
Oh, you know, I was in the 80s with a lot of guys, trust me.
A lot
of those guys must have had the beer goggles on when they got married. Damn, is all I can say. Damn.
Why? Well, maybe that's what love is. Maybe it's blind.
Must be blind, and they must not have a skill in the house, because some of those chicks look like they went down to the beach and dragged up a beached whale, some of those Navy wives. Good Lord, they were big.
You are very embarrassing.
I am very truthful, because I speak from truth. I am not making shit up.
There's somebody out there for everybody.
There is, and there's nothing wrong. Hey, whatever.
All right.
Whatever, you know, that's, oh yeah, here's your, yeah, we have your card. Here is, before we move on, here is your single card reading. It's a Jack of Hearts.
Huh.
Sensitive and loving by nature, the medium-complected young man highlighted in this matter will come to care deeply. He generally suffers your sorrows and celebrates your moments of joy. Don't be afraid to trust his kind and loyal heart in this matter. He will not let you down.
I don't think he's the
one. He might not. He might not be the one, but he could be a really good friend that she hasn't met yet, right?
I think this is a good friend. This is somebody
she knows already?
Who may even do the host of the introductions.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got you. Those qualities doesn't have to be a partner. It could be a really good friend.
A friend, a relative,
and
a next-door neighbor.
And, you know, as you go through in life, you notice a lot, most of the time, the romances come and go, but the friends don't. So,
and you know,
you got to put more weight on that.
You may not even have a clue who this is yet.
That's what I was wondering.
But when it comes along, that's what I was thinking too,
myself, without the car, I'm thinking, I bet she doesn't know this one either, this good friend that's about to be.
Yeah, that is going to be somebody for, like, say, lifelong. You know, lifelong friend.
Well, and that is ultimately awesome, right?
Yes,
it is. All right. Well, thank you so much for holding me.
Thank you.
Like you very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Yes, and you know where to find us.
You know, the thing for women is having good male friends is very nice when you need somebody to come and change a tire, or because you're out on the, you know, freeway somewhere, or you need furniture moved.
Yes.
Yeah, we like that.
Just muscle, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you really don't even... The first thing nowadays is you really don't need that anymore. Pretty much every insurance company, if you get the full coverage, look, them won't change your tire.
That's true.
It's part of that.
You know, remember what we learned
from...
Yeah,
but you might not have full coverage. You might have a car that is not worthy of full coverage.
Remember what we learned from When Harry Met Sally.
Well, of course we learned something from a fictional movie.
When they were on the airplane, she said something to the effect of, well, don't you have any... What about female friends? He said, oh, yeah, we have female friends, but we pretty much want to bang them, too.
Here's a bite. Here's a... I'm taking care of a poacher.
Yes, I see that.
Well, I thought it was funny. Don't you remember? We want to go to fiction. Don't you remember when the early episodes of NCIS?
Yeah.
Well, what was the chick's name? Jenny? No, not Jenny. Kate, I meant. Kate was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having, him and Danosa were having this debate about guys. Oh, guys, they're not friends. She's good looking. He's going to want to have sex with her or whatever. They can't be friends. And then she went down and asked Abby, can men and women be friends? She goes, oh, of course I can be friends. And then she says, see, Tony, they don't always have the sex. And then Abby goes, oh, they're going to have sex, but they can still be friends. And then Kate's like, what's going on here? She couldn't believe that. Yeah.
So who knows?
So, yeah, exactly. Friends doesn't mean it isn't. It all depends if you can get beyond that. Sometimes
I think you've got to set them straight.
Some relationships don't survive that. When friends get together and make it more than friends, sometimes they somehow just can't be friends again after that. Sometimes they don't survive that.
No, and one person gets jealous of the other.
Scammer gone, everybody. Scammer gone.
Yeah. You know, you got to look ahead before you make certain choices.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you get a good thing going, and if you screw with it, it might not be a good thing anymore. The train might not be on the same track anymore.
Do you folks remember Virgil, who used to come to our show? When he would talk about his private life, and this was public.
It better be public.
He said it publicly.
Okay.
I always have this image of him trying to run down a street with all these one-night stands chasing after him. You know, that friends with benefits kind of thing. Because it always seems some way, somehow, that's going to get out of control.
You open that door, you might wish you never opened it, because once the door is open, it's open.
And then you can't go back.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's where, you know, that's the Darwin making little baby thing comes. Sometimes that urge overtakes logic.
Well, I think you're right.
And that's the way it's supposed to be, because the we're supposed to populate our species. And
Buzitska doesn't hurt either.
Oh, yeah, all that stuff. Right. Yes. That is a fact.
Yeah.
All right, shall we? We shall go to area code 520, which is Odisha.
Oh, you guys. So you're such a savior, the set of you. Oh, my God.
My God.
Oh, I can't wait to hear how things
are
going.
You know, your show came on, and I still hadn't talked to him because I was working on... Okay, Jimbo, get your silencer out for the gun. I was working on a project today in my house by myself.
Mr. Smith, man, these are assassins.
And I had a woman here helping me. My friend was helping me. So, I mean, he can see that, but he was all locked up in his place. And so then she left. She left a couple of hours ago. And then... I just left the laundry room door open so I could catch him, you know, and talk to him. And then your show came on, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I still haven't been able to talk to him or connect to him. And then just a few minutes ago, he opened the door, so I ran outside to talk to him, and he was watering the plants. And he was just lecturing me up and down and sideways. And I said, look, you know, I think what happened, really, is he got jealous, and I'm confused when I go out. Like, what you guys are talking about, you making friends with neighbors and stuff, I don't think that's a good idea. When I, over the weekend, and he was with me for most of the day, but I wanted to go out at night, and I was confused about, because he, he was doing everything for me. You know, he was saying, can I get you this? Can I get you that? And I had an invite to go out, and I didn't want to include him. I just didn't want to include him. But then I felt bad, and I went ahead and included him. So I'm confused about that. And then I think that's what he got really upset about. And then, anyway, he said tonight he was upset about some other stuff. And then he closed the door on me, and I said, you're breaking my heart. And he said, you're breaking my heart. And so then I called him, and I said, he had given me a whole bunch of money that we were supposed to divvy up, you know, spend on food and stuff like that. And he just said, keep the money. And I called him, and I said, can I take you out to breakfast? Can I take you out to lunch? He said, at this time. He said, right now I'm getting involved in something. I'm going to start something, I guess, on the computer or whatever it is. And then he said, I don't have time to talk to you. And I said, well, just let me tell you, I'm inviting you out to breakfast or lunch or, you know, what, you know,
you
he said,
eat.
At this time, I.
Yeah.
You got to eat. You got to eat in between your assassinations. You got to eat.
I know. So he said he's not wanting to commit right now, but that was really nice. But then I don't know. So I don't know if he's facing other women. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea, Deb.
All right, we look.
He's all over it.
And believe me, I do not bring an agenda to the reading. And they're all going to learn this. When you start learning this, you start to try to do that, you are really going to screw up. Because your own vibe, your energy is going to take over that reading. And it's not going to ring true at all.
Yeah, and I would imagine that you guys are wearing gloves when you're handling your magazines, bullets, and weapons before your assassinations, because not only is fingerprint a thing, DNA, they are really good at picking up DNA now, just from skin cells and sweat and stuff like that, touching things. It's out of control.
Totally.
You assassins have a big, big thing ahead of you. He has not spoken yet.
And we are joking, of course.
Of course.
Well, in case
we are joking.
I'm definitely talking about the felony crime thing openly. Of course, I'm not joking. Come on, Deb. Unless you're like Chuck Berry from the Gong Show, remember? What was that movie of his that they made about him?
He said he was a hired assassin.
What was the movie they made?
The movie was made about him. What was it called?
It was a beautiful
movie. George Clooney was in it.
He said he was an assassin for the CIA. Chuck Berry from the Gong Show, the host.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And folks that aren't our age will not know what the hell we're talking about. Folks in Europe or in other countries, they're going to be like, what? But yeah, anyway.
Well, wait now. Don't diminish them because.
I'm not diminishing them because of a stupid show they didn't get of ours.
Oh,
it was really stupid.
I thought you were talking the movie.
I'm talking about the Gong Show.
Oh.
The real guy. The real guy's gig was
Chuck
on the Gong
Berry.
Show. Chuck Berry. That was the real guy, and his gig was the host of a Gong Show. Yeah. Berry. Yep, see, Catherine is laughing about him, yeah.
He was great.
What do you mean hot? He was a short, curly-haired little dude. How's that hot?
I think you wanted the unknown comic.
Oh,
with a bag on his head.
I've never Googled to see what he looked like. Because back then there was no internet, so you didn't know what he looked like. He always had a bag on his head.
All right, well, Lisa, I'm not seeing anything here that is, you know, sneaky or... It looks like maybe he's taking on a new game. I mean, that's the impression I'm getting. And he's having some trouble learning it. Jim bought a game. And didn't you have to actually get the book and learn from the book? Hello.
Which game?
The game you play.
So do you think he's going
to... There's cheats in him.
Maybe we'll get back to the way we were, or I don't know.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. I really think looking at what's happening here, there's a lot of monotony in this relationship between the two of you. And he is starting to settle into, I guess we'll call it a routine. He's settling into a place where he doesn't have to do much in terms of getting your attention or doing
that's like a relationship standard. There's a certain point where people get complacent, right?
It's a good word, and it can be a relationship killer.
I can. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what happens in a lot, like a shit ton of marriages, right? The spark is gone because, oh, we're all like flaming. Oh, we guys, everything's great. Everything's great. We're married. And I was like, oh, I'd like to tone it back. And I go, we're married, so I don't have to try to chase you down.
Well, guys. No,
and the women.
We had a really good time. We went out with friends, not last night, but the night before. And then we were coming home, and that's when the big explosion took place with him. And I just, he misunderstood me. And right now I was telling him, you know, you misunderstood me and blah, 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 blah. So.
You ought to put this out to him. I'd love to know his response to if you said, you want to know something? You are starting to act a lot like a disgruntled husband.
Yep.
I would love to hear what he'd have to say to that because it's a passive-aggressive comment.
And it's not derogatory.
Oh, it kind of is.
Well, but it is, but it isn't because she's still giving the togetherness part of it, saying like a husband. So there's still, it's not like you're acting like an ex.
She's saying.
She didn't say an ex-boyfriend. That would have been like, we're done.
You're turning into a cranky bore ass.
And that is.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm sick of it.
Yep. There's nothing wrong with saying
I think
that.
What I was going to say to you here is what I am perceiving is I think the two of you need a break. Like maybe saying, you know what, we just keep going in this rut. We keep having these arguments, which are really nonsensical.
Yeah, the pendulum swings. It's like, you know, have you ever had one of those wind-up clocks with a pendulum?
Yeah.
What happens after when it starts getting near the end, the pendulum shortens and it swings faster. You know what I'm saying? It's like your little arguments are getting more frequent, you know, frequent.
Yeah. And it seems like they are, and they're very petty.
Yeah. It's like when you wind up that clock, it goes oof, wide. The real, you know, when the thing starts getting almost done, it's like this. Duh, 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 duh,
and
duh,
when
duh.
He tells you, we're not going to talk about this now, who the hell is he? You know? If you want to talk about something, you should be able to talk about it. He doesn't have to respond.
Oh, yeah. I do get my words in. I mean, believe me, I do get, you know, I can say it in one sentence and I drive the point home with him. I don't know. I'm going to go for a bike ride, I guess. I'm so tired and I'm just, we had a full day. But
You need another man in your life, Lisa.
And it doesn't have to be that kind of man. Just another man, right?
A relief boyfriend.
Just even if one of those little, like...
I totally agree. You know, at this point, I am so totally in agreement. Tomorrow, I have to go out for a business appointment. I'm you know, I always think, oh, I hope these are nice people, you know?
Well, you know what? You have a bartender in your readings that watches you. Now, he may not be the actual bartender. He might be a bar back.
Wow.
You know, guys.
Really? You see that,
I'm
huh?
I'm seeing him.
Or is it maybe, what are those coffee fags called? Oh, not fags.
What?
Sorry. The people that give coffee. What are they called?
Barista.
Oh, barista. I say that because it's such a... The name makes... It's like over-glamoring the name of somebody that hands off coffee. I am a barista. It's like, are you a maestro in a freaking symphony? You're a barista. You're like, hey, John, I got your fucking coffee. But you're a barista. It's like over-glamorizing a
He's
job.
You're killing me.
You know, I still think they should have that STD mobile unit out in the bar parking lot. So when you leave the bar, you just go into the mobile unit, get tested, and then you say, it's a match. Let's go make it.
It would be cool. It would be cool if they had like a scanner that you could just point at somebody's crotch in a little handheld scanner and you point it at somebody's crotch, either green or red. Green is go. Red is like, ooh, you might have something going on there, you know?
And also the mouth. You can catch things by mouth too.
You can't.
Like if you're just kissing.
Yeah, that is a true statement.
So you
anytime
need to wear a hazmat suit.
Anytime there's a fluid exchange.
Hazmat suit.
Yep, roll the
and
dice.
And just rub each other a lot, you know, and kiss through the mask.
You might as well just get a blow-up doll at that point.
You have a man that works in a bar.
Is it a mighty good man?
Oh, he's hot.
What a man, what a mighty good man.
He is a real good-looking guy. And he watches you. And he is so attracted. The
creepy.
Seven of Clubs is a card of passion and attraction. And it's the arousal and the sexual dance that a man and woman does. And he's trying to get your attention, but he's very subtle. Very subtle.
Is
when
he
you
like
go
a,
out.
Is like a peacock flutting his feathers around?
I
and all
don't
that
like
shit?
That expression.
The peacock?
Yeah.
Well, cocks do go pee, but I'm just saying.
You worked hard for that one.
I didn't have to do anything for that one. That was served up to me on a tee, like a tee ball game. Right,
oh, Catherine's right. What about the sommelier guys?
I don't even know what that is.
That's the wine expert in a fancy.
But at least it's wine. It's not freaking coffee.
He's a freaking wine
It is. It is a true statement. But that at least wines, there's a lot and a lot of millions of things you have to know about wines. It's, you know, it's coffee. Yeah, it's a freaking bean. We got some freaking cream in here, and we put some freaking ice in here. Thank you, Mr. Barista.
I love it.
And they have to do the shot of whatever.
But if you wanted a shot or one pump or two, I'll give you some pumps there, Mr. Barista.
Oh.
Give you some pumps.
We know who you are now.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, this guy is very hot for you. So keep an eye out next time you're doing your bar hopping. Okay.
Okay.
And
bar's
a relative term.
I'm going to
tell
you, if you were to dump the neighbor, if you honestly could reach that point.
Kick him to the curb like a frickin' tin can. Of course, they don't make cans out of tin because that's precious metal.
If you did, I swear, I'm going to say 30 days because men can be really stubborn sometimes. Like, I don't know that we are, but... anyway, I think he'd come crawling like through crushed glass to get to your door. But
my neighbor?
It's going to take a break because look at, he is becoming so controlling. He thinks he's got that freedom.
Yeah. And you kind of
That's what I was telling you that night that we went out and then there was the explosion prior to that all day. He was kissing my ass. And I thought, okay, this is what Deb had seen. Because I was very aloof, and I was, you know, we were with a lot of people. We were with men and women, and, you know, I was enjoying myself with the men. And
of course he was.
He was absolutely kissing my ass. And I thought, this is what Deb is seeing. I thought, this is how he's going to be. But then today I thought, oh, my God, if I do find someone and I do distance myself, he can become a real bitch. He was a bitch today. He put my basil plant somewhere else in the yard. I said, it's going to die over there. He says, well, I'm not the maintenance man. You're going to have to take care of it yourself. I thought, you fucking bitch. But I didn't say that to him.
Yeah, well, see, maybe you're seeing his true colors here, you know.
And then
what
I
he's like.
Called him and I said, can I take you out to breakfast or lunch? And he said, I can't commit at this time, but I really appreciate the offer. Now we're being so hostess with the mostest. Okay, all right, whatever. I'm going to go for a bike ride.
He says, I'm going to go for a bike ride. I'm going to look for a very giant man with a big giant penis to ride with me.
You right there. Now, what have you done to all the men with the tiny penises?
It doesn't matter what you've done to
them.
I'm saying she's telling
them.
That guy that. She's telling him that is what I'm saying.
Yes, Cindy Lauper, I see you.
Cindy Lauper.
Okay, all right. Anyway, real quick,
They're commenting.
All right, here's a card, and this is right up Deb's alley, so I'll let her. I'm just going to say
it. You read it.
No, I don't want to read it because it's an eight of diamonds, Deb. Now you interpret that for her.
It's a relationship card.
Okay, then just keep talking. You don't need to. Why don't
I
you
think
just,
we should read it because.
Well, then read it.
Oh,
sometimes
right.
I don't want to read it because then you're going to just reorganize it anyway.
What you hope to achieve will come through longstanding ties with others. You can rely on these ties when you need them most. They are perceived to be extremely strong and resilient. Don't be afraid to ask for help from those closest to you. At this time, when you need it, you won't be disappointed. Now, I think what this is saying is you are establishing relationships with others that are going to become long-standing relationships. All right? You're not a good time, Charlie, because you don't look for drinking partners. If you look at during times when we've been drinkers, you go down the bar and you drink with everybody, but where are they when you don't drink anymore? They're gone because you're not a good time Charlie anymore. So I think what you've got is some really good friendships developing where they should lead you away from the neighbor in the sense that, hey, he better start working for your time. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. I just don't see it happening.
You know, he does kiss my ass. He goes through those phases where I can't, you know, he's sitting on my
phase,
door
though.
Or
no,
his
phase
is in mine.
It should not be a phase. It shouldn't be just, oh, every time the pendulum's going this direction, then he pours on the love. No, that's if it's a phase, then that's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
It sounds
bullshit
to me like he takes things out on you because you're convenient. You're right there.
Right.
You know.
They're comfortable. They're living next to each other. They've been there for a while.
When he went into his place and I said, he closed the door and I said, I yelled at the door. I said, you're breaking my heart. And then I could hear him say, you're breaking my heart. And so I don't know. He did not look good. When he came out, he had been in that apartment all day. He hadn't gone out and he was still in his pajamas. That's what he does. I noticed that when we're not getting along and we don't talk or whatever, he's still in his pajamas.
And I like, does he got little prickly cactuses on his pajamas? Is that what it is?
Yeah, hairs. Teddy bears.
Prickly
gets
hairs.
Generally, he gets up early in the morning and he brushes, he grooms himself. He's really a groomer and shaves and changes his clothes, you know. But when we don't talk,
can you imagine him talking to somebody else about you, saying these nice things like, oh, sometimes I feel so sad for her because, you know, blah, 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 like you just put out there about him. Because it should go both ways. Otherwise, it's a very one-sided relationship, and that's gotta be.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, he should have some sympathy for me, too. You know, like I say, my heart's breaking here, dude. You know, and then I hear him say, well, you're breaking my heart, too. I don't know. You know, Deb, I will tell you, I do dream. I dream about this dude a lot, and I don't know why. I have no clue, and I haven't even told you some of the dreams that I have about this dude. I wake up, and I'm thinking, why did I dream about him? I'm wasting my dream time. I dream about him. They're really nice dreams.
You can have orgasms in your sleep.
I don't think she was talking about that.
That she was.
But first of all, they're dreams. You know, if you think you have control of your dreams, you're smoking dope. Nobody has control over their dreams. They do what they do. Sometimes, and you know, the dream exercise, sometimes it actually, a lot of times it's how you were thinking when you went to sleep. Sometimes that dream is so bizarre, you're like, I don't even know where that came from.
It's all symbolic.
Or is it? Or
but
sometimes they say it isn't.
How do you decide what the symbol is?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's like theories, but there's nobody that I can prove this. Nobody can prove shit about dreams. Nobody can do it.
Just remember what the pineapples are telling people.
What pineapples?
On your shirt.
I don't even. We're talking about dreams. Why don't you just do that out there? I think, Kate, you're going to set up a GoFundMe page to get some Ritalin. Deb needs Ritalin. It just came out of nowhere. I'm like, what are you talking about pineapples?
He
talking
always
about
does
dreams.
That. When you say something, Deb, then he'll go, what? What are we talking about?
It's just bullshit. Well, because I have ADD next to me. So,
well, somebody on here said, what, no pineapples? Because you're talking about the prickly
That's fine,
hair.
But right here on air with Lisa, we weren't talking about that shit. And all of a sudden you threw that out there.
Pineapples signify swingers, don't they?
Yes.
Pineapple. Yeah.
You might like that persona for people to think he's a swinger.
I actually don't care about these stupid little symbol things. I don't believe in them.
But if they're cute,
like, those other people can kiss my ass. I don't believe, because I wear pineapples, and then, well, that's the international symbol for swingers. Well, you know what it is? Here's my international swingers. Is you're number one. Bop. There you go. Fuck you and your symbols. I can wear pineapples if I want. This is, I don't care if you guys think that means I'm a swinger.
At least we don't know how you smash the grapes with your feet in the barrel to make wine. At least we don't smash the pineapple with our bare feet to make wine. Wouldn't that be something?
That would also be like a punishment, like a torture, unless you got to cut the outside of it off. Because your feet would be bloodied. Pineapple, outside. Prickly.
You know,
death,
something
death.
That just struck me about you, Lisa, and the neighbor, Halloween is coming. There's going to be parties in some of these clubs that you go to or bars. You guys ought to consider dressing up for Halloween. You ought to go as like a sexy devil, you know, because I bet you've got a smoking hot body with
so
all that working
as?
Out. Have him decide.
Is he going to go as Martha Washington or something? What the hell is he going to wear?
Who cares? He could be whoever he wants. But here's the thing. You guys can play out your roles. Role playing can get people laid, you know.
Is that the only goal here?
Oh, you know. They might not even.
They're on and off again. Halloween, they might be on the off switch. They're on and off all the time. They can't make plans down the road.
They can't
make plans down the road because they might be on one of those benders, I should say, where they end up pissed off. Because they get pissed off at each other 1.5 times a week, I think is what the average
is.
Yeah,
you know, I even told my sister, I said, you know, when it's off, it's off. And then when it's on, it's still off. Yep. You know, it just feels, I don't know. I just feel like I'm on edge with them all the time now.
You shouldn't have to feel like
I mean,
like
we have
that.
A good time and right. everything, but.
It sounds like totally
easy. It does. It doesn't sound.
It doesn't sound pleasant.
It should be comfortable, and you shouldn't have to worry so much about the next day.
Maybe I'm overrating the off times. You know, I'm just.
Oh, you're
I'm
not.
In a down mood, I guess. I'm in an off mood. You know, he's still in his PJs. I get into a mood, and you know, I mean, you've commented when I call in, and I'm like laughing like a banshee, and you'll say, "Oh, it must be good news." And yeah, I guess so. You know what? But life is going to be happening, so I can't dwell on any of this.
Yep, life is life. Life is going to come at you, no matter what kind of mood you're in.
I still think there's going to come a point you're going to want to break free of this.
Oh yeah,
free balling.
Yeah. No, I was thinking more of that song about breaking free. There is a song.
I don't know.
I can hear the guy singing it.
I was thinking of Tom Petty, Free Fallin'. I'm free fallin'.
Maybe.
I know nothing.
I think from these cards, the two of you are still going to complete having a pleasant weekend. Are you going to the mountain
tomorrow? You
know, today is
Sunday, right? You know that, right?
Are you going to the mountain tomorrow?
Well, you know, that was on the agenda tomorrow, but then I called them today and said, you know, can I take you to breakfast? Well, I don't know if you remember. I'll have to ask them, but the other thing is I have a business appointment tomorrow it's not going to take that long, so I'll get out there and do that. I'm not going to, you know, and I was thinking today, you know, I'll just go to the mountains by myself if nothing else, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Especially you being an assassin, you'll be armed in case there's any people bothering you.
Right. Every body part has a weapon.
Yeah, because if you go to the mountains by yourself, there's a lot of serial killers and weirdos that hang out trying to nab chicks on trails and stuff. But she's an assassin. She'll have a gun.
It's good. Realistically, do you take any kind of pepper spray or anything with you in case you need to defend yourself?
I don't.
What?
I have pepper spray somewhere, but I don't. It's not that kind of area. You know, we're more watched out here than anything else by law enforcement because, you know, Border Patrol, everybody, they watch because of the way it's laid out here. And they're constantly on me. You know, they'll come up to me, the law enforcement, and say, what are you doing out here? It's dangerous out here. And I was complaining to somebody about that the other day. I said, I can't go anywhere out in the boonies, you know, and just sit and watch the sunset. They're out on me.
The freaking cop just told you you shouldn't be out there doing that shit because it's dangerous, which means I can't watch over you all the time. You should do something to protect yourself or be careful.
Yeah, I think they're giving you an important message.
He didn't say, hey, you're okay to be out here because I can watch over you. He's like, you got to be careful out here, God
damn
it.
That kind of place would be
I try to pick, you know, the places that are safe,
sure.
You know, to go to. And
yeah, I mean, we can't live in a bubble. You have to go out and live life, but you got to maybe think a little bit. Watch the time, watch the clock, you know.
For sure.
Some people like to go to all totally secluded places. Well, it might not be that secluded after all.
Well, there are things you could do to disgust an attacker. That I've read about. This is serious. You can, first of all, pee your pants and act like you are mentally disabled. Just pee your pants, act disabled.
You
and throw up. Yeah, I heard if you throw
you can do some stuff and
puke.
Like throw yourself on the ground and have a convulsion or something.
Yeah.
You could do that. Poop yourself if you can. If you can poop your pants on demand, that's probably going to get you out of problems, you know.
Hey, I saw a really good movie last night that covers what you guys are talking about. It was called Blow the Man Down. You guys should look that up and watch it. It was really cute. It was about prostitution. It was a twist. A murder, but it was a comedy. It ended uplifting.
That sounds good. Yeah, I'm going to look right quick.
All right. What do you want to do, Deb? I think we got to tie a bow on it. I think we got to wrap it. It's a wrap!
Came right up. It's on Amazon Prime.
Now, what is
That's
it?
Where I saw it.
Blow the Man Down.
It's really entertaining. It was really entertaining.
All I want to say is the title is Blow the Man Down, right?
Yeah.
And on the picture on the internet, it shows two women.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
two girls.
Yeah.
So when women blow men, what does one think to be?
But it'll all tie in. It'll tie in. You guys will like it, I think.
We do have Prime, so I'm sure we're having access to it.
You do the voodoo that you do.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
and
you
go on on Google, a website called the cinemaholic.com. He explains the ending. So it must have an ambiguous ending.
No, or a very intricate.
No,
maybe.
It's a very clear ending. I thought it was very clear. I thought it was kind of a twisty kind of ending, but it was good. It was all good. It was really, I thought it was a good movie. Very entertaining.
Good. Catherine just sent me a watch now button on
You got to save that, but you can't watch it and then just sit here like...
No, it'll stay there.
Like a village idiot when nobody's sitting there watching you.
I can be the village idiot if I want.
You know what? Every village must have an idiot. So if you want to choose that role, have at it.
And I'm good at it, too.
I mean, you know what? Just think about it. Even if it was a village of geniuses, somebody's got to be the lesser genius dub an idiot, which doesn't mean he's an idiot necessarily. It's all relative.
You know, when I used to go out to bars a long time ago, and I would read my cards in the bar, people would come up to me and say, what kind of card game are you playing? And I would say to them, well, this is called Mensa Solitaire, and I'm afraid I don't think you have enough brain cells for this. And they would and drift away, but it worked.
I would say, like, you know what? This card game, I try to guess how long it takes for an asshole to come up and talk to me. And bingo, I nailed it. Here you are. Yep.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
All right, let's rock.
Well, Lisa, we just adore you and hope we hear from you tomorrow.
And
remember now.
Everybody freaking adores everybody here.
We
don't
love
they?
You.
Yes,
yeah.
Let's all put on our Jesus Halloween. Hey.
Come to
America?
come to News for the Soul.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow, News for the Soul. We're doing it.
And we'll be here on
hour earlier, different number, everybody. Yeah. Blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. All right, Lisa.
Bye. Take care, darling.
We go now.
You
now.
Yeah.
Oh, now, folks, just to let you know,
yes.
We never hang up on you when your reading's done. For those that call, and we put you back on hold in case some people, that's the way they listen to the show. They're not on their computers, they're on their phones doing stuff, and they want to keep listening to the show, so I will never, ever hang up on you. I did it like the first day
because
I didn't know better. I hung up on somebody. I was like, oh, that was pretty shitty of me. But I've not done those since, so I will put you back on hold so we can keep talking. At least she's here at my point, even though I put her back on mute. That's how we end the reading, but we do not end their experience of the show.
Okay.
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Remember that? If you want to get somebody's attention, whisper.
Yeah.
That old that was the old whisper. Wasn't that the name of the stupid
perfume
back
in the
80s?
Thing. And then 90s? There was when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen.
Yeah, everybody's like, blah, 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 blah. And somebody say, why E.F. Hutton? My... Everybody went like, stop. At
yeah,
a busy
it
restaurant.
Good.
Yep.
It was good.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's very good marketing geniuses. Yep. That's a great field, but it's a, what have you done for me? It made me feel, we can be a king of a king, and then all of a sudden you suck for a while, you're out, you're jobless.
Well, it's like when you're a writer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Know,
yep. What have you done for me lately?
Anywhere. You're only as good as your last story.
Unless you're one of the superstar
yeah.
writers, then you're good, but most people don't get to that number.
They don't.
Because you know why? Because love stinks. Love things. All right, let's do this.
All right.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart.